Listen, your favorite podcast is going on tour. The Don't Call Me White Girl is tour is fuck it. Let me start over.
Oh my god.
Cousins, your favorite podcast is going on tour. The Don't Call Me White Girl podcast is coming to a city near you. It's 9 cities coming up. You can suggest your city if you go to this website below that we have here illuminated. But the first 9 cities, because I know them by heart. New Brunswick, New Jersey, Baltimore, Maryland, Washington, D.C., Brooklyn, New York, Detroit, Michigan, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Atlanta, Georgia, and Miami, Florida. That's where we coming. I started with New Brunswick, nigga. We coming to a city near you. We're going to have a great time. It's me, Tom, and Phelps. We got merch. We got a lot of cool things for y'all. Only thing we're missing is you. Purchase a ticket today before they sell out. Because after they sell out, I don't want to hear nothing. Because there's nothing I can do for you. Be there or be square, bitch.
It's almost there. Stay right there. Stay right there. Stay right there.
Don't call me white girl.
That's a real
it's gay folks. Unpopular opinion. Jail's not that bad. Boom. Pop your shit open and grab that nigga by the head and get the... You know what I'm saying?
There's something about them whispering in my ear, the whole name thing. I like that.
I like a nigga to whisper. It's your cash. That's what's different. And that's why, statistically, number-wise, not only do we not get the same amount of riches as them, we do not keep it. Nowhere near how long they keep it. Welcome to Don't Call Me White Girl podcast, the best podcast in the northern region of America. I got my boy Quadi here, my boy Phelps here. Say hello, fellas.
Yo.
What's up? Yeah.
It's like a fusion.
It sucks because they like to do stuff and leave me out. Clearly, they're dressed similarly. Nobody said anything.
Tom got all black on too. You ain't get the memo.
It been raining all
week. Nobody said anything to me.
It been raining all week. That's really what it is.
It's petty. Is this tattoo on your head new?
No.
You have that many tattoos. Every time I see you, I see a new one.
I had this for a minute now. Little girl. Little heart.
How are you, fellas?
Good.
The weather has sucked so bad. Like every day.
I wasn't liking myself. Very nice dude.
Okay.
Your hair. I like your hair color.
Thank you.
It was flowing.
Daddy like my hair. Thank you. There's no tracks here.
Shout out to Dr. Umar. He love it in here right now.
Black Queens. What is it? Black Queens? Heaven? Something never.
He got so many nicknames.
Your hair can grow just as long.
I DM'd him and asked him to come on the podcast. What I do notice about him is that the number change. You feel me? Depending on what he think. For real, because I know niggas that might have paid this. I know niggas that pay that. So I hope that you know when I come, when I came, I'm coming humbly, Dr. Umar. Low income,
word,
baby.
We close to the, you know what I mean? We right by the street.
I'll come get you, brother. Exactly. And I literally drive past your school on a regular basis.
We know where it's at.
It's beautiful. I'm sending my children here, Dr. Umar. My daughter's gonna be one of your black princesses with no weave.
Nah, my.
You know you're not allowed to wear wigs or weave at the school.
Yeah, you can't. Nah, I ain't gonna lie. My baby definitely would have to go.
He would fit right in. He would fit right in.
Yeah, stupid.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, so I do want Dr. Umar on, but the number changes. That's what concerns me a little bit. I don't have a phone here. Hold on. Very rarely I could do this without my notes. All the girls were fighting on social media yesterday. Did y'all see it? Or the day before or something like that?
Nah.
What happened?
It was, I know one of them y'all missed because one of them was like kind of TikTok related. Oh no, it started on Twitter. Raymond Tay, who's a big, he's huge on TikTok, but he's big everywhere. He's an influencer. Y'all might have seen his videos. He's like kind of infamous for like walking up to people and giving them compliments. This lady be like an old white person. He'd be like, "Queen, your bob is bobbing." It's just funny. You ever see those videos? That's Ray Monte.
When I start drawing? All right, never mind.
Okay. So, Ray Monte, Essence, did Essence Magazine, did like a write-up on Ray Monte on Twitter, and basically was highlighting how he did a birthday trip, and it was a vacation, and other influencers went, and, you know, it went viral, basically, because he's huge. So, of course, him with a couple more people, and they having fun or whatever, and it go big or whatever. And Essence was just highlighting the fact that he doesn't have as many brand deals they feel like he should have. You know what I mean? Because he's still making videos on the comic side, but it's not the commercials in between. You know what I'm saying? He definitely making a coin. Blind man can see that. But Essence just highlighted the fact, like, why don't people like Ray Monte get to be representation for some of these brands? Because he's going to bring the bucks in because everybody's watching him. For a fact, if you have a brand and you don't think of a Ray Monte and somebody that'll bring him in, you just miss it out. That's really the bottom line. It just takes one person, in my opinion, to fuck with him and see the money, and then everybody else will fall into it. But this is where the topic change at. So Ray Monte says back to them, well, y'all never invite me to the Essence Fest. Like, who are you to bring it up when the stuff, the opportunities that y'all have, y'all don't even welcome me on. And for me, I felt him because he was honest. That's something like that would happen to me, and I wouldn't say that to them. I would be so concerned about being appreciative that I wouldn't tell how I really felt about the situation, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? I don't even want to, like, I want to say something. I'll say it on the sub episode. I'll say it in the Discord or something. But Essence did a write-up on me like a year or two ago. You know, so shout out to Essence. Shout out to them. But he basically kept it real how he felt. And they kind of had a back and forth. And he ended with, girl, fuck you. Because it was like, he felt like it was bullshit. But when he's explaining himself, he says at some point, like, you know, I'm ghetto. I feel like people look at me like I'm ghetto and I'm not, like, marketable, when people that are not black do have the same aesthetic as me, right? And they go off with it. And he said, like Cardi B. So, you know, Cardi, Miss Libra, she gonna say something, you feel me? So Cardi responded, like, y'all always bring me up. You know, and it just ended up being this big thing. And it's the thing about that sucks about when it get big like that is that people can't talk on the phone. It's a miscommunication thing. That's a very urban thing to do. Whereas, like, words is getting exchanged, people not really seeing how they feel, because it come off like you got an attitude or you angry, but really your feelings be a little bit hurt. You know what I mean?
Leave my baby alone.
I don't think Ray Monte, that's the thing. I'm big on intention, right? And I feel like he wasn't trying to offend Cardi when he said that. I think that, that's my personal opinion.
He was just a big example.
I got you. What I saw a lot on TikTok is they kept saying he could have used better examples, like Landon Romano's a big influencer. Landon has, like, the black ghetto girl aesthetic. I don't even know if it is a black ghetto girl aesthetic, but he also has, like, a trailer parky type aesthetic too or whatever. But Landon gets that's the white boy. He always put the shoes on. He jump in the shoes. He funny and shit. He always showed me love. He a cool guy. We never met him in real life, but I've seen people bash him like that. Like, say he follow black creators and do what they do, or just doing the black girl aesthetic or whatever. But they were saying that Landon would have been a better example. And I don't know if he would have been a better example, but at least him and Landon are in the same, you know, realm of things.
Getting, like, big
I'm about to say, he be at Essence Fest?
Bigger opportunities than Ray Monte, for sure.
From black shit, though?
Not necessarily. From everything.
I'm just saying, like, is he
getting Wendy's, any type of... I've seen him do a lot of shit. Chili's.
That's all I'm trying to say. Do Landon be getting any, like, noticeable brands? Or, yes, like, a little, like, fashion?
Landon also, if I'm not mistaken, did, like, a mixtape or album with Will.i.am.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the day, we niggas, we already know how it go. The lighter you are, the easier it is for you in every fucking realm. And that crosses races. That's not just white people. At the end of the day, the fact is, the same girl, me, missing side teeth, felon, baby mom, cracking jokes, go viral, get this opportunity. If I was darker, that would be harder for me. That's just a fact. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I feel like you can't take away people work and shit either. You feel me? I would have had this conversation with Ray Monte. Ray Monte, come on the podcast because I love you. And we chatted briefly in the DM and I was like, bitch, I love you. You know who I am? He was like, yeah, bitch, I love you too. And I love when I do that. When people's like the Spider-Man thing. Like we understand each other. But I think Ray Monte is smart. I think people really sometimes when people come off with like the ghetto thing or urban thing or whatever, it's like an excuse to like pretend motherfuckers is dumb. And he's not stupid. He's not a stupid guy. You know, he's funny. He has a lot of charisma. And I think everything is coming to him. It just hasn't came yet. But I don't think he's wrong for complaining about it. And I don't think he's wrong for saying, yo, why y'all don't invite me to shit? Yeah, so I mean, the best way to me for us is to respond to it, because in one way you could say, well, we are doing something for you by putting light on it, right? But you could also say, in this moment, okay, boom, you come to Essence Fest and I want to see you hosting it. We could, but that's not how it turned out. It just turned out to like a fuck you, but it was a bunch of shit on the internet. Then it was JT Glorilla. I would like to cite. JT clears the girls. Like, she's real, like, yeah, bitch. At one point, she posts her picture of mugshots. I think she has merch like that, though. So all her mugshots, it's an empty one. And she points to it like, yeah, about to fill this joint up. So Glorilla reposted like, bitch, all the mugshots for stealing, not fighting, bitch. JT retweeted and says, the last one will be for poking holes in your body like you was an air mattress you sleep on, bitch. Like, damn, JT. Woo. Hot.
Come on, y'all.
I don't know. Points was made, you know. It was a huge rumor. You had to be under a rock if you didn't hear it. That JT and Gorilla threw hands backstage somewhere. Of course you didn't hear it, fellas. I didn't tell you. And if the word was like Gorilla, like punched on JT. You feel me? JT came out, said it never happened. Gorilla never said nothing. Then Gorilla dropped a song where she said the hook was like smacking rap bitches. You feel me?
Smacking rap bitches and making bail, ho.
Thank you. Leave it to quiet and say it right. But that's a direct, like, so it's almost like you taking benefit on this rumor. You're not clearing that nothing happened. You feel me? This is the point JT made. Then your next, cause she just, Gorilla just dropped the project. She sounded like she got some peaceful type of shit going on in one of the songs. And one of the songs, she said something like, if Cardi and Nicki did a track, imagine the numbers. You feel me? And she also said something about me and JT don't have no problem with each other. We ain't friends, we had no problem with each other or something like that. And JC called it out like, it's bullshit, it's cap. Like, and then, Gorilla's response was like something about you got secret animosity, and JT just was literally replying to her like she was arguing with a janitor or something. But, like real like
on some shit though from like what it looked like, wouldn't it be cat? Because JT said in the joint, she was like, I don't know her to have no problem with her. So Gorilla saying the same thing, wouldn't Gorilla be like basically saying the same thing JT saying? Cause JT literally said, like, I don't know her enough to have no problem with her. And Glorilla said, girl, you keep going on. I said, it's no beef.
Right. But the thing about
that in the song, then she basically saying the same thing JT saying.
Right. But the difference is, if I feel like you said this in the song, after you got all them streams and people talking and chatting about the thought of you putting your hands on me, and you never cleared it up.
Yeah.
You had ample opportunity, you ain't say a fucking word. And now you got something to say when you drop a project and you saw some peaceful shit, bitch, you could have did that months ago. You feel what I'm saying? The thing about it is when people get like that, even when they come across sensitive, I be respecting some shit because for me, how many times y'all did got me from jumping off a ledge. You feel me? And sometimes y'all let me jump off the ledge. You feel me? And we get 3,000 subscribers in a day. You feel me? Like, sometimes it get there. But it's like, you be tired of people playing with you.
But you said how Phelps didn't even know about it?
Yeah.
If Glorilla would have commented on it months ago, Phelps probably known about it. Like, y'all was, you know what I'm saying? Glorilla left that shit alone. And
like, but then bring it up in a song.
To clear it up on your music, of course you're gonna get the cloud off.
I guess so. When you say it like that, yeah, I guess so.
If she'd have shed light on it, it was like that wasn't a big deal.
So what do you think? You think JT taking shit the wrong way, or she just petty?
I mean, nah, she got the right to feel how she feel. Yeah, I'm just saying from like the real point of view. Like, why would you speak on that if you know nothing happened? Y'all just taking my right. Like, we take people raps the wrong way all the time. Ain't never speak on it. Why she got to speak on it?
I guess.
Like, we take niggas raps wrong all the time.
I feel like nothing. JT probably feel like it's some real Joe shit to drop the song. Like, you're being Joe, acting like it's all love, bitch, when you know.
Yeah,
And then the first thing you say back is a secret animosity. So, bitch, is it a problem or is it not?
Yeah, I feel what you're saying.
Yeah.
Definitely. It got to be something, though. Shit.
Something that happened.
Yeah, something. Got to be.
That we don't know about.
This my thing, right? Okay. I'm just here for us, like, running into each other and fighting. You know? Like, let's start rumbling. Like, if we got problems with each other, whatever, let's just rumble backstage like the 90s. You feel me? What's wrong with that?
That'd be the best Jones. You just, niggas got it on. And, then
and I hate it. Oh, they, people still fight. Oh, my God. So, like, look, I just watched a girl tell. I just watched a girl tell a story from a point of view. And I hope if she see this, she don't feel no way because I just followed her. She looks real familiar. That's another thing. But she telling a story with two black eyes. And she kept talking about how she too grown to fight. And she told these people she didn't want to fight or whatever. And it's like, how the fuck do you got two black eyes? Like, I was so invested. Quadir, I follow her. I press follow. The girl got 100 followers. 101, the famous girl on TikTok. I don't give a fuck. I need to know what's up with you.
Mm-hmm.
And how much maturity do you have to not have one black eye, but two?
And no shade.
From a bitch with a kitty cat. Ain't nobody dead over there or nothing. You not want it. Ain't nobody get shot. You just took them two black eyes on some grown shit. I see you in court.
She was pretty too, like a pretty girl.
She's beautiful.
No shades is crazy.
At the end of the day, no person deserves two black eyes. And she's telling a story with so much excitement. And she looks familiar. And she could be fucking local. But I want to talk to this motherfucker.
You ain't talking about the Crip joint, is you?
Just saying, this is a regular lady. And she has two black eyes. And she's telling this story like...
She got 100 followers.
I'm too grown. She like, I'm too grown. Too. Oh, you talking about the girl that went viral that got her hair done after she got jumped in the game.
Yeah, because she had two black
guys. Guess what?
But she got jumped, though, so that's different.
You got jumped in the organization.
Yeah, that's rules.
For 40 years, you had to get your ass up to get this game. Why you ain't take two dicks at once? I don't know. Because I'm taking the whole route.
I feel like that would have been an easier route.
I'm going to be in blood. I'm going to take some dick. I don't have time to fight 17 bitches. What am I doing that for? I could take some dick.
Even the dykes probably should probably just.
How much dick do I have to take? Let's start there. How much? How many? You feel me?
Uh-huh.
3-4 dicks over black eyes. I'm taking it.
What have when the dyke?
Can I space them out?
What have when the dyke come in and say that though?
What?
What happened when a dyke? When a dyke? When a
you
dyke
get gay back with you get bang with straps. It'd be like six straps. Right.
But they don't like penetration. But what if she a
touch
though?
Me not type joint?
You want to be the gag or you don't?
Got... you got sacrifice.
Clip all this out.
Nah, for real, for
I think we went too far. Here, the Don't Cut the White Girl podcast, we do not support anything like that. Nah. Also, Quadi, I want to know your opinion about. Wait, did we finish the two black eye things? Like, we know, y'all understand what I'm saying.
Yeah,
at home, two black eyes. These girls was trying to fight her. They were her friends first.
And everybody alive.
The girls swung on in the bar. I think they rumbled a little bit. Then they got outside the bar. They rumbled a little bit. I'm telling you, this bitch linked it to her YouTube. I went through this bitch YouTube to watch.
Damn.
Because I was waiting for it. I threw my car in reverse, ran over three bitches, or you know what I mean?
Nah, they closed her curtains and she went home.
Closed her curtains.
This bitch came home from the club, got out the car, and the bitch was on her porch.
They was waiting on her? Oh, yes. Nah. What?
So while she was on the phone, her next call would have been to Jesus.
Word.
You'd have met your maker, bitch.
Which is crazy.
So that she
you miss your grandmother? How much do you miss her?
So did the girl beat her?
Because you about to go visit that nigga.
When the girl was
when
on
I get done with you. You on my porch?
What was she doing on her porch? She was trying to fight again?
Waiting!
And she beat her up again?
Not only did she whoop her ass, her sister got walked up on the porch and joined, and they both whooped her ass.
She got jumped twice in the same night?
Yep.
Oh, no. One time, what they say, fool me once? Say,
they jumped at a club, then jumped again at the crib, right?
She called the police.
She kind of got to it at that point. She obviously.
She ain't got nobody to call.
Yeah, she obviously at that point. They were holding on.
But
her.
The pride.
Yeah, I don't
think. And the glee and the happiness. Like really on some like motherfuckers trying to stop your shine. Like that vibe. Like, I walk around with two shiners, but I'm still shining. And bitches don't. Bitches got to wake up as themselves.
Oh, she was on that?
Bobby, they waking up with regular eyes. She said they was on her porch.
They waking up with regular eyes.
Bobby, they waking up no swollen, no swelling, no marks.
She said
they can see things more clearly than you.
They right just now. Stretching. You feel me?
Yeah, like.
Worst problem they have, nicks on the knuckle from beating your fucking ass all night.
A little tired.
Mind you, she sit in the car, smoke a L, talk on the phone, drink the rest of her drink, get extra saucy to get beat the fuck up on the porch.
And she already got beat up.
But this, like, my whole thing is like, first of all, that shit crib and get.
But know, that maturity shit, it take you bitches a lot of places.
Yeah, but.
More power to
your
you.
Crib, it's your crib. You know where all the rocks and the, you know where the plants, you know where everything at.
This sound like.
Do something, she's scary.
This sound like them bitches might have picked up all the plants already by the time
fire
she got
extinguisher.
There.
Something.
I don't think she could have got to the fire extinguisher. They probably got her getting out the car.
But you know what I.
She didn't get to the crib.
But she definitely sees Shorty walking up the steps. Honestly, she should have gotten in the car and pulled off.
Yeah,
she should have pulled off.
Why would you get it?
What you thought you was going to do?
She was tired of running.
She could have really got them bitches bad if she would have. If she was
tired of running, bro.
If she
tired of running is crazy.
If she really wanted to go federal, she left her house, called the police, and be like, "The bitch that just beat up on me is at my house now." She really could have got them because they probably would have stacked some
tough.
Charges or something.
And she not even tough because like it's like I know niggas like that. I know niggas that is like see eight niggas about to jump them and like they don't got no gun and they be like, "Fuck it, I'm about to fight." I know niggas like that.
Yeah,
like. A girl, but no.
I am that person.
You get what I'm saying?
I got beat up on Erie Avenue. I walked to the door. It was 17 bitches up front of the door. I went right out like, let's go, bitch. Mm. Walked to my ass whooping head high. I'm not talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about you walking to just.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
that's
I see eight niggas right there trying to jump me. I'm not walking to them. It's not.
But if you get there, you're going to. You say you're going to run. You out.
I'm
going to
run.
But you're going to go the other way.
Yeah, I'm going to go the other way. I'll go the other way. Like, I'm not running, but.
It's respectable.
Like one time, niggas.
Have you been jumped?
Nah, but one time, niggas.
Eight niggas, I'm running.
One time,
you never been jumped either?
This happened to me.
I've been jumped so many times.
One time, me and my brother.
Jumped by six niggas.
Niggas from Newark, New Jersey, know this project. We was in Pilgrim Project. My brother from North Philly, from Abbotsford Project. We. Walking through Pilgrim Project, North New Jersey. Niggas say, problem? My brother, he from Philly. He tough as shit. He like, nah, ain't no fucking problem. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I'm like, oh, shit. We got to walk through a gate that's cut out by humans.
Oh,
like, this
yeah.
ain't cut out by, like, the gate. Some little kid took a knife and cut out this gate. Like, this is like the trenches. When I tell you, these motherfuckers start following us, and they walking so fast, and more niggas, like, as we walk through the projects, more niggas start joining. Like, more niggas, like, hey, what y'all doing? These niggas. But I don't know why they didn't do nothing, but, like, I start walking so fast, my brother's so tough. He's like, yo, Quad, are you leaving me? I'm like, fuck on. I'm like, come on. He's like, I'm not running. I'm like, I'm not running either. But we ain't staying, nigga. The fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, nah, I got jumped. That shit ain't pretty.
I got baby jumped. I got jumped when I was like a baby. Like I was like five. Nah, they jumped
I
me.
Got
they
jumped
definitely
I was
really
a
jumped
baby
me, but
a lot too. But I've been.
I was looking for niggas for like 3 weeks. I was found out. I was all in niggas' jobs with it on me. I was drunk.
Oh yeah. Oh, you told me about that when you was laying on.
I was laying on niggas for real.
Yeah, but nah, when I had rumbles when there's multiple niggas fighting, but never like five niggas just ran down on me. Boom! Yeah. I always got up out of there.
Yeah, I've been jumped.
Not on some running shit because that sounds like I'm saying like
I never was in a situation.
If I would have had the opportunity to kill my horse, nigga, I was.
If I see, some shit funny, I'm moving.
You're supposed to get one of them and like fuck them up and like get in the corner with the one. But you know where that didn't work for me? I got jumped. We fought like it was me, my cousin Dia, and her neighbor. And we fought 1,000 bitches. And literally 1,000 bitches from 17 Vista Square. And shout out to y'all. Y'all kicked ass. They was young girls too, cause I was like 21, they was like 17. They was just wild. They had like pipes, cut off pipes and shit, bleach. They had gasoline. Like they came for war, the minivan. But the heart, you know. And I try to get one. I turn her to the car, so I'm body shot. I got my head in her head. I'm just beating her up, but they all started to whoop my ass from the back with bats because she was somebody's mom. She was older. She was like a grandma or somebody's mom. And it was just a bad idea. Because I literally was getting like wailed on forever. Like, he was like, get off my mom, bitch. And it was bad.
You with your folks, though. You can't run. Like, you can't run. I'm talking about by yourself. Like, when you with your folks, you can't run. Like, that's what I'm saying. I've been in rumbles when it was multiple of us. We was outnumbered. We technically got jumped, but we ain't really get our ass beat.
Yeah.
Because we, like, we was handling them niggas. You know what I'm saying?
I've been jumped by myself, too. Like, but I would like, run. Who said I would run?
We fought us from the Mirage. They technically jumped us, but we won.
I used to be too dumb to run. Today, I would probably run. Back in the day, I just had rule.
No, I'm saying, if it's me and Phelps, and it's five niggas, and he already not running, I can't run.
Yeah,
what if they grab him? Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
When he'll catch on, he'll start running.
You know what I'm saying? When you with multiple people, you kind
of
like...
You made... if it's two of y'all,
because what if
and you start running, you made the executive decision to start running, then everybody gonna run.
That nigga get beat up when you get home. Or he's the problem when we get home.
Communicating, he's cut off. If it's five niggas, bro, we out.
I ain't
about to just spin.
But I can't just spin on you.
Yo, we out. Like, if you ain't hear that part, and then we get back, I'll be like, nigga, I told you.
That's never... I told you it's different.
But I ain't never run from a fight, but I'll definitely run from getting jumped. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather not get jumped. It's just logic. I'm cool with all that tough
shit. Oh, he ran. It was like four of us. It was just him. He ran like a bitch. Well,
no, I just never had to run. No, I ran one time, but that don't count. It was grown ass men. I was a kid. No, bro. It's always Newark, New Jersey. I was walking through another project. It was called Little Bricks, but it was knocked down. So it's an abandoned project.
Little Bricks is crazy.
Yeah, it's an abandoned project.
Yeah, I feel you.
And he's grown ass man. I was like, yo, the fuck? I'm 12. Nigga, I took off through the abandoned project. Running past fiends and all that. There ain't no lights or nothing. That shit like a Gotham City movie or something. Oh, yeah, I ran that time, but it was grown ass men. I ain't know if it was like a...
Y'all need to come with me here. Share it after you look at it, Quarty. Who's we talking about? But that was
talking about never
run. Yeah, it was a bunch of bullshit, but I don't know. Stop pulling me in when y'all see me say shit or whatever, and it's like, oh, grow up and all that. No, I'm gonna be just like my grandma. My grandma still fight people. My grandma be in the right there, get the argument, fussing, and fight a bitch today. Swing. My grandmother's 70 years old. Like, I don't care. So what? I saw my grandma fight people before. I'm from North Philly. My whole family ghetto. We all ghetto. I'm ghetto. I don't care what you think about me. And I fight one of y'all kids. So keep the motherfuckers away from my motherfucking kids, too. So, yeah. Put that in your fucking pipe and smoke it, bitch. Yeah. Because I'm tired of that. Like, stop putting your shit on me.
And we not combative. We just not going. Like, ain't nobody... coming out here starting trouble, but we not going.
We will fight you. If Phelps will hit you, bitch, he will hit you. Keep thinking Phelps so nice. Phelps will fight one of y'all. Tom fight too. Me and Tom almost had to back a nigga in Atlanta airport. Mental health, you get it too. 8 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy.
That was when I,
those are the fucking rules.
Literally in the moment when that was happening, that's when I learned, like, oh, these chairs is nailed to the joint.
Because I was about to get right. Yeah.
I swear to God, I'm like, oh, these bitches nailed down.
What you say you want a nigga's opinion on?
I don't remember. What was we talking about? I wanted your opinion on something because we talked about it briefly a couple episodes ago. But you know, Quilly, Dean, And the nigga from North Philly, the nigga from Zoo Gang, they all went up to talk to academics.
Yeah.
What as a rapper, like from this area, like how do you think? What do you think about that, or you don't think about it?
I already had this conversation,
but so you didn't have it with me, nigga.
Think about this. I feel like that was Quilly like way in. Like it was no other way to sneak it. Like put it this way, there's no song in the world Quilly could have made where he snuck in a game and just snuck past the whole Meek Mill situation. That was gonna come up. It had to be faced head on, no Diddy, and that's just how it had to happen. Cause it's like it's no song he could have made in the world. I don't care how hot you rap. You've been rapping hot for years. It's not about the music no more. It's niggas is literally blocking your shit. And if you don't tell the story, even if you do sneak in the game with a hit. Remember what happened with FBG Duck? He came in the game, he got a hit. If you're going to slide, motherfucker, slide. Then what happened? 21 Savage found out who he was like, I would have never even did the song with him if I knew who he was. So you could get in the game off a song and you being hot. But
21 Savage, because he was cool with Dirk, right?
Yeah, he's like, this is my real man's. I wouldn't get on the song with him if they got beef.
Yeah, so what did he end up doing? The song just was still out.
The song was already out. He was like, he just hopped on a nigga from the street.
Why
song.
Have I never heard the
if you gonna slide, motherfucker, then slide.
Oh, 21 Savage did the first one. That.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's a perfect example. If Quilly could have got in off a hit, but it still would have got to a point where you gotta address this.
So you think that this interview is going to propel his career?
It already did. 100%.
Yeah.
Where?
Did you see that? He was on No Jumper and sitting there.
Okay,
let's go.
That's how it happens.
Wack is the music.
It ain't about the rap.
Wack about to get him
on. So that's where we at. We still at the media part.
Yeah, the media is, I think the media is about to be like, I'm not talking about music. I think the music is going to be like, the other people going to want to see him talk.
Because
he funny.
Willie Mills literally can rap his ass off.
He been correct.
He's been able to rap his ass off forever now.
But think about what go more viral for Quilly and Philly.
Him being funny.
Now listen, he's been
a personality on an accident.
Hold on.
For mad long.
Not once, but twice, but three times has Quilly came to me about some podcast shit. He's supposed to start a podcast a long time ago. He already know how fast it'll go up. I don't know what it is about it, because people think podcasting is corny. Hear me out.
I just seen a Cheese interview. He said he started one.
Yeah, he's been starting one forever.
I think
you feel
got
me?
To now, though.
But listen. Three different times. I'm talking about all the way down to the details. I'm talking to management, all this shit. Uh-huh. It don't happen. He know he could do that. All I'm saying is, I feel like what stops people from wanting to fuck with him and sign him is when they look into his street rap, when they look into his persona, because it's a lot of shit following him that's negative as far as street shit. You feel what I'm saying? So that's what I think. In my mind, as a fan of him, that's what I always thought. Because what is it? Why don't Quilly pass that? It's because when them niggas look into it, the white boys, they be wanting to see some real gangster shit. That's why they always sign gangsters. It's one thing, okay, you ain't a gangster, you're a regular nigga, cool. But he has legit, like, footage of shit.
You know,
that's crazy.
I think it was just the fact that he was more of a rapper than a song maker.
Yeah.
Because, like,
okay,
what spitters really been making it besides, like, the extra boom bappy niggas? Like all the spitters that make it rap off the old 90s type beats.
He can just rap so much better than so many people.
Yeah,
like,
but those people rap on the type of music that's popular.
Do you ever think that the trolling persona, because he definitely a troll, he like the trolling niggas, right? Do you think that persona gets in the way of his music sometimes?
No, I think the shit you saying got the way of his music at a point of view.
I think his trolling just
that's
good.
What I think.
But I think people been got over that. I think like people been got over that. Like,
I mean, we definitely in a different day and time because 6ix9ine drop shit.
Like niggas be doing anything. The shit, like put it this way,
not to compare him to a rap.
The shit that we seen happen to Quilly was like nothing compared to what we be seeing happen to.
Some other shit. You know, like I asked you for a reason. I want to know what you think. So that's what you say that I'm going to watch because I'm somebody that think that skill wise he deserves all the money and the accolades. He can fucking rap. You feel me? So go, Quilly, go. But I don't like the nigga they talk to. So
you know what's crazy is you even bring up like the street shit blocking niggas like blessings and rap. I was thinking about that because like back in the day, so much like fuck shit used to happen that's coming out now that we hear about. Like we finding out niggas did like now everybody get called out now.
Mm-hmm.
Like back in the day, like niggas used to get away with shit.
Yeah.
Like I remember I was watching the video, nigga. Like, y'all can look at the video. I don't care if I say the nigga name. The nigga, Young Dro, talking about how niggas robbed him. And he literally said in the video, he said, so I run in the store, I call the cops. I'm like, oh, this nigga. I'm like, you could have never got away with that right now.
Yeah.
You could have never got away with that right now. You telling the story, niggas robbed you, you ran in the store and called the cops. That would never, you get what I'm saying?
So, yes.
Like, shit like that happened. So much scandalous shit happened with rappers back in the day that they got away with.
And people choose to
pick and choose.
They choose what they want to care about or whatever. But I will say, damn, I mean, I guess that's the question. Does your street persona even count anymore? Like, does it even matter? I mean, I don't know, because you got, I remember the little boy dropped a big, huge song. What'd you say?
To the internet, no.
Remember, because the boy dropped a big, huge song and they found out he told.
Mm-hmm. He was a young boy. Mm-hmm.
Huh? I just thought about Pop Hunter, but that wasn't the first
person.
See,
that's what I'm saying. I don't think street cred, but we saying that street cred don't count. Like, you got to do what you rap about.
I ain't never know he
told. Yeah, Spottom got him. He told a couple times. But motherfucker, but street cred, I think.
Boston Richie.
I think street cred matter when you didn't, like, not like when you didn't do what you talking about. When you told, it matter.
Okay.
But, like, when I don't think niggas be like, yo, that nigga really ain't sly. Like, nobody care. Like, nobody care. Like, if you really. Now, if you a drill rapper, yeah, then you put yourself in that
lane.
But
we talk about videos.
If you just a regular rapper and you talking about selling drugs and all that shit, nobody be like, oh, he ain't really sell 20 bricks. Nobody cares. Yeah.
Okay, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about.
Once you rat and shit, that's different. That's like.
No, but we're.
That's not
we're,
just street cred.
But
like,
what we're talking about is motherfucker walking up to you, taking your shit on camera, beating the shit out of you on camera and all that.
I can name mad rappers that's like popping and something happened to them.
Yeah.
I can name a bunch.
And we don't, it's just, we,
and you I need to stop.
So I'm not going
to
do it right now. But
and I don't want to be shady, so I'm not going to do it. We can do the rest off camera, yeah, but you need to stop. Because that's, no, fuck that. But it's okay. It's like a lot of rappers that got shit on video.
It smacked out them on okay. camera as platinum selling artists, right?
How many times?
Enough. More than once.
Okay.
Niggas put hands on them. Right. Plenty of times. All right, niggas done got shit beat down their leg.
Okay. Dookie. Oh, you talking about that boy.
No, not him. That's crazy. I wasn't even talking about him.
Okay.
That's crazy. I wasn't even talking about him. But that was fake. That was the draws. They showed that. Stuff about Reese.
Spottom got him. That's why I already said that. The two guys was in Pop Hunter because Uzi got off his song.
And I think real street niggas, like, no shit happens. Like, real street niggas.
Party stop.
No, real street niggas. No,
I want you to stop right now.
Real street niggas, no shit. Like,
bullshit.
Real niggas, no shit happens.
Quality, what are we talking about?
Like, real street niggas,
you're
no shit happens.
You're going too far.
They know.
So stop. Please.
Like, if you've been in the streets and you never got touched, what streets have you really been in? Now, if you like a super killer or something,
oh
you never
my
got
God.
Touched. It's niggas out here who never been in a fight. And y'all telling me all these rappers never got punched in the streets ever.
We off it. Because we was already agreeing and you trying to fuck it up. Nigga, disagree with you. Yeah, so the girls was beefing on Twitter. I want that to be known that that is the topic from Tom. And Tom Flies is here. Tom Flies?
Here.
He's here. He's here. We had an earthquake. Ooh, where do I apply for benefits? Because all my food in my refrigerator fell out and my lights went out and I'm scared to death. Where do they have the relief fund? Did y'all feel it?
It's crazy.
I never feel earthquakes. This ass too fat.
So both earthquakes.
I be saying deal.
Both earthquakes for me kind of happened similar. When the first.
Let me puff that.
The first earthquake, that was like 20.
That's Mike Tyson.
That was like 2011, 2012 when there was an earthquake. Yeah.
No, the last one like this was 2017. I looked it up.
I don't remember
and
that.
And then the one before that was 1979.
On the East Coast?
It only been two.
This so motherfucker called Iron Mike.
No, earthquake, bro. You just on your own brain.
Oh,
that's
my bad.
Crack.
Say solar.
My bad.
Earthquake.
Is that crack?
My bad. Now I got fucked up.
Is it crack in there?
Oh, no. I don't even remember the last clip. That's
why are you smoking that? Oh, my God. Do he smoke that? Don't smoke that no more, Quadi.
The earthquake.
Is that like a black amount?
Yeah, there. Yeah, like
the earthquake from 2011, I was asleep. It woke me up.
Why do you remember this?
And then the earthquake that just happened the other day, I was awake, but I was in my bed again. I thought somebody came in the crib because the crib, that's
you
my.
Felt it?
Yeah,
I never do. My ass is so fat.
Every earthquake.
My crib,
you sleep?
No.
Sometimes you come in my crib, you slam the door.
Okay, you got that type of house.
So I thought it was that. And then, but wasn't nobody home. I'm like. The fuck? And then I go on my phone, people start saying earthquake, 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 and it started coming up. I was like,
And it's an eclipse coming too.
Why I said I missed. That's why I got it mixed up. Yeah. The eclipse tomorrow. Why I said I missed every earthquake.
Let's go watch it.
It's because I was in California and earthquakes kept happening. And every time they happen, I'd be like.
Oh, now like, you being in California and I feel an earthquake is ridiculous.
I'm saying I never feel them.
Because those earthquakes are real.
They said I don't never feel them. Niggas be like, you ain't
feel Tom, did you feel it?
I'd be in the same house as the niggas.
Tom, was it like a shake, 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 or just like a little shake?
In Philly, I think it,
like, if you had a glass of water, it would have spilled.
You know, like, what's that shit called? Niggas be pushing the fucking, some shit you carry, like, taking something heavy.
A dolly.
A dolly. Mm-hmm. Like, somebody pushing a dolly, like a big ass dolly.
But I'm saying, like, if you had a glass of water right there, it would have spilled?
No.
Damn.
Ooh.
Okay, see?
Yeah, it wasn't. I ain't feeling that crazy.
See, that's what I'm saying. I don't be feeling.
I followed this Muslim boy from North Philly. He was like, see, y'all was scared to death because y'all don't pray. Shit, I've been praying and fasting. I knew I was going to heaven. Take me. I'm tired of this shit. Yeah, we fucked. That's not good. Because I was a wide awoke, like no weed, looking around, just sitting on my big fat ass and couldn't feel it.
I ain't feel that shit.
That is crazy.
And I was woke.
Yeah, DM me with all the earthquake relief. I know it's out there, baby. Send it to me. Send me the link, baby.
You know who posted it. We ain't gonna say his name.
Oh, my boy, send me that shit, man. Send me that shit. But yeah, it's been a couple of little fights online. I didn't notice. It doesn't matter. Who cares? Say what you gotta say. Do what you gotta do.
It's like the reality TV stars fight, but like the people they aspire to be don't do no rumbling.
I mean, according to the internet, fighting is childish. Please. Please. I'll fight any of y'all in here.
If fighting childish, then so is disrespect, and that shit ain't going nowhere, so.
Is it? Yeah. Do I have a voicemail? I feel like I haven't did a voicemail in years. Make sure y'all subscribe to the podcast. Welcome all the new people. If you need any help, contact Tom Flies. He's the boss of everything. Yeah, I can't. If I don't put the bleeps in the YouTube, then Switch can't go to camp this summer. Okay? Oh yeah, and J. Cole, he threw some disses back. I didn't listen to it.
I'm
not a J. Cole person. Rap very good. And I love to. It's what he did with Yachty.
Say somebody's name. I'm tired of this, dog. I'm tired of this. It's not clever. It's not. No, it's not what they.
You needed to be more direct.
Yes.
Okay.
At least somebody tweet the trans bar. That's the only thing I've seen.
That shit.
The what bar?
Huh?
He had like a trans bar about Kendrick being pussy or something like that.
What is it? You said?
I just seen people tweeting about it. Off the bar alone, I was like, yeah, I'm cool.
He was saying
that. I read the bar. I was like, I'm not doing this again, man.
Did he mention because the whole thing is fuck out of here with all these, he, she, him, them, and they. Say the nigga nickname at least. They don't even say niggas nicknames. Like, I remember back in the day when a nigga
used. They'd be having an echo in the back. Ja Rule, Ja Rule, Ja Rule, Ja Rule.
Shit, the song would be a nigga name.
Or yeah. or 50, even if he
was. That you, Ja?
50 go crazy. But 50 might say Jeffrey. You feel me? When Cameron, he called 50 Curtis. Like,
I'm about a dollar. What the fuck is 50 Cent?
Jay-Z even said a nigga name back in
the day. That was a mistake.
Fuck Jay-Z.
That was an infamous mistake, though. Because he introduced all the people to 50 Cent. Motherfuckers ain't know who 50 Cent was. That was a fumble.
That's another thing, bro. Everybody, like, you're not putting the next nigga on by saying his name. Y'all on already. Like, this shit.
Y'all super on. Like, as on as anything.
It's whack.
I love
rappers in the world.
The Concrete group dropped. I like them. I like Caribou. I don't know why the internet doesn't like Caribou.
Yeah, we fuck with Caribou.
Yeah, I don't get it. Y'all are weird for that. She's hard. And of course, Big Needy is hard. I got everybody listening to Big Needy. You already know. The song of the summer is Put Your Gun to Use. It's me and Phelps' new favorite song.
Put Your Gun to Use.
First dance in 22.
Get that 40 on me when I
snooze. Yeah, where he from?
Dallas.
Dallas? Oh, Erykah Badu ass nigga.
I would totally do it to him. Erykah Badu, he look like he about 20.
I thought he was like a Jersey nigga or something.
Nah.
I'll take it.
Dallas, that's tough.
Yeah, so nobody is here for the J. Cole shit, so that sucks.
I'm not here for that. None of that weak ass back and forth. Yeah. That shit, like,
we tired.
Wowzers.
Drake, just say one of these niggas' names. You'll win. I said on our podcast, whoever the first nigga to say a name, win.
If Drake drop a song right now and say Kendrick and Cole,
that's a dub.
He won.
At least.
So who is all beefing? Is Drake against? I mean, is J. Cole against Kendrick? J. Cole against Drake.
No, it's looking like Drake and J. Cole against Kendrick.
Is Drake and
J. Cole against Kendrick and Future. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Future, Kendrick, Metro against Drake and J. Cole.
And Big Sean on the outside, like, man, I'm tired of y'all niggas.
And
Big Sean can rap.
Big Sean was in it before. He was in the beef before.
He can rap.
He tapped out of the
beef.
Yeah,
Future not in the big three.
He's tired of that shit.
Future is Future, so he a part of it now.
I'm fucking with Big Sean for tapping out of that beef. Cause
And then Rick Ross chose a side.
Yeah.
What side he chose?
Future. That's what they saying. I don't want to put words in the mouth.
Rick Ross can rap too.
Rick Ross.
But this the crazy part. Y'all,
all them niggas can rap. Everybody with name right now.
Rick Ross be saying anything sometimes.
I'm fried, so I be seeing shit, right? Rick Ross just chose, he chose the Future in them side, right?
That's what they saying.
But on Meek on the Radar freestyle, even though the shit ain't dry, he had an OVO chain on. So I mean, I'm wondering.
Like Meek ain't choosing. So Meek having fun right now. Meek don't give a fuck.
But you heard what I said. It's always messages, bro. Meek, you know he fuck with Drake. He not saying nothing. I feel like because that's the. He probably like, fuck. I feel like he's stuck in
you know that situation still hurts me.
He probably like.
It still hurts me. Like, I just remember them days after, like, back-to-back and nothing came, nothing came.
Yeah, that was
came.
A hard time.
It was
time.
A real rough time to be in Philadelphia.
That was a hard time.
Like, and then we know battle rap Meek, so it was just like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? Then he come out like, oh, I was on Perks. It's like, bro, come on, you're supposed to snap on the Perks,
I'm about to
bro.
Say on Perks, I be rapping my
you're supposed to go crazy with your Perks, dick like hard as shit in the studio, wow. Just hard dick perked up. Just rapping for weeks. Just perk the fuck up. Dick hard as shit.
Bro.
Pause.
No Diddy.
I'm not pushing that No Diddy shit. I really love Puff Daddy. I know I'm not allowed to say that right now, but I always loved Puff Daddy.
This is hard for me.
Accepting this
they could say what they say
Puff
about
play
Puff.
One of my favorite albums.
Hold on. Listen. Damone, I told you we separating. Diddy is like the bad guy. Puff is like the music guy. That's like how you got to think about it.
So Puff mentally, Daddy is cool.
Take that.
Okay. Pause. All right. I'm about to get into the voicemail. I should force you to do a DM, Quadi, because you...
Hey, Mona. So, I'm going to get straight to the point. My dad ain't shit, and I'm wondering if I should get him jumped. Most recently, he fought my brother at our aunt.
I missed my dad a little bit last week, and then I farted. It was just gas.
Funeral. So, my dad's sister passed away really suddenly from cancer. Me and my brother traveled from... across the country to get to the funeral. My dad ended up fighting my brother at the repast, and we ended up leaving, not even getting to see our relatives that we haven't seen in years on his side. He's also a chronic cheater. He ruins women's lives. Most recently, he married a woman while he was already dating another woman. The ex, he basically ruined her credit, got her kicked out of her apartment, got her car refilled, all that. So, my dad won't leave me alone after fighting my brother. Mind you, he did hit me as well in the middle of the fight because I tried to break it up. But he's been reaching out to me, trying to, you know, see me, whatever. I'm thinking I should get my boyfriend to jump him, or maybe I should tell his current wife.
It's a difference if he hit you in the middle of the fight while you trying to break it up by mistake, or did he clock you in your fucking head because he told you to get the fuck out of his face, he's trying to fight his son. But I would like that clarified.
How he was in another relationship when he married her. Not sure what I should do. By the way, I'm from 32, but I'm from West. We live in Chicago now, though. But yeah, I would really like your advice.
What did she say? I don't understand.
She said she's about to rat.
said Dr. West.
Wait a minute, hold on, one more time.
Oh, no, I heard the solution.
What?
I don't know what she said.
You can't hear from over here.
I don't know. Okay, Jesus, cut it off.
She said Dr.
What is wrong with you? I don't get, like...
It's a lot of trauma in that DM.
I've been very angry at my father. My father is equally, like, shitty. Like, he's done a lot of shit to people, the family, girls, baby moms, whatever. I always felt myself when I was consumed with it, just made it worse. Like, I try to not be in his business. He trifling, that's who he is, or whatever. But I'm thinking her complaint is that he won't leave her alone, because I guess she's trying to put distance in between them two, since he tried to fight your brother. He fought your brother at the funeral, also punching you upside your motherfucking head. We don't know if that was a mistake, or did he clock you after he told you several times, get up out my motherfucking head. I was trying to put that shit together on your brother. Because if I tell you get the fuck up out, I don't give a fuck who it is, Quality Time or Phelps. If I'm trying to put some shit together on a bitch, and you keep being in the middle of being this bitch, yeah, I might clock your motherfucker. I said move, nigga. Now me and you gotta dance, nigga. I told you, move. I'm trying to get this shit. I'm trying to get the perfect angle to clock this young nigga. You keep, no, daddy, why? Funeral. Bitch, I said get the fuck up out that way. Get the fuck up out the way. It's a difference. Now, if he just wildly threw a hook and clocked you, your aunt murdered that and your brother, you can't hold that on him. And also, he swing loose just like his bowels. He old.
And also, you don't break up no fight with no grown ass.
You don't break up no fight with no. Leave it to Quiet to say some real shit. You don't break up two men fighting. No. You are never supposed to try to break up no two niggas fighting ever.
Call the other man. Yo, come get them.
Period. But, lost your tooth, girl.
But also, if he still, like, it sound like dad whooped your brother ass. Because I'm pretty sure if the brother would have whooped Pop ass, Pop would have been like, all right, I can't believe
it.
That's usually what I see when a dad, especially when a dad lose to, like.
And she mad.
Bottom line, to answer her question.
Would have been mad if her brother won.
Bottom line.
Yeah brother exactly. Got clean.
Bottom line.
He folded a brother the fuck up.
Like he said he would. He said, y'all think, well, watch this. Get the fuck out the way. Move, I said, move. Now y'all both leaving with a bloody lip. Your dad had been that nice since the 60s. You think you could fuck with him?
Right?
Are you sure? Because this is to answer her question, fellas. Her question is, should she either tell his wife that he's cheating on her, or what was the other
get
one?
The other brother to jump her.
Get the boyfriend to jump him. Now, the reason why I won't say no to that, because what if he creeps your nigga like he did your brother?
Yeah.
Now y'all got to pop this nigga.
Because it sounds like your boyfriend already ain't ride, because he already punched
Dish.
You.
It sound like no. It sound like you don't have no faith because you said, "Should I get my boyfriend to jump?" You already know your boyfriend 101 can't hang with big head.
my girlfriend father punched out. I'm fucking him up on my mom. Like, it's gonna get bad.
It's, especially if it's a situation where she don't fuck with him.
Yeah, and you punch her like we dogging you off rip.
Bottom line, we don't think those negative responses is the way that you should respond to your father. Block his number.
Pop sound like sugar.
He's old niggas don't know how to use *67. Block his number. He gonna think your phone been dead for 3 months, child. You don't have to get so diabolical. I will tell y'all, a lot of y'all, when y'all write me this shit, some I post, some I don't, some we put on a podcast, some we don't. Y'all be on some real vicious, vindictive, like some of this shit bitches come up with. It's like, are you for real?
They can't let it go.
It's not even that can't let it go. It's how deep you'll go to get a motherfucker back. And it's like from my past and just like the wisdom part of me, like growing up, when you care that much, you care too much. So it's like, this isn't a close off for you because you're too invested right now. Like it shouldn't be that deep to you that he won't leave you alone. You ignore him. Continue to ignore him. You feel me? But no, I don't think you should get your new boyfriend to jump him. because you know they really can't stand it with him. That's why you already trying to get him jumped. And then your pop might start popping niggas himself. What if he just sprayed the whole crowd? Now your nigga and your brother did. It like ain't that minute, deep.
Your body say, yeah, your pop sound like he not.
It sound like your pop left a lot of bodies in the 70s during his motherfucking travels, 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
He got to kill. He literally like nine up on the body side. He just ain't killed the nigga since the 80s. What, so y'all think his gun cooled off. He's still there.
What old nigga could muster up energy at a funeral to fight? You know how sad and weak you are at a funeral?
Not him.
Especially as an old nigga?
Not if you snort a line of powder.
Yeah.
And you are diabolical, bitch girl. Let me see. I might have a DM.
Sounded like baby mom was crazy.
Even though essentially...
And that's weird because, like, you already knew. So now you just telling her because you mean, like, motherfucker be trying to snitch on somebody that's not genuine. It just be just like for revenge. Like, if you tell me somebody did something, but I know you been knew this for like a year and you just trying to get back at them, it's weird now because I know you coming. I'm going to still take the information, but it's just, it's just a weird way to come to, about if you already knew.
Yeah.
Now he beat up your brother. Now you want to tell, but you was probably chilling with the other John and all that.
Niggas really be going through shit. That's one thing I noticed. And people think that, like, I'm so crazy that I would just, you know. Okay. Hi, Mona. I'm in limbo. I just met this guy. He's 20 years older than me. I think his age plays a part in him wanting love because we met Wednesday and he wanted me in 2 days later. And he's so adamant about it. He wanted me to be. I don't know what that's supposed to be. He also said something about marriage and taking care of me, and I haven't even fucked him. We kissed, and I received head.
Oh.
Time is counting. I told him I would move in Monday. But I have been close friends with this other guy. We are friends that fuck every now and then, but I know he has strong feelings, but I don't. I've been taking care of him for 2 years. He's on child support and some more shit, and I feel like a crutch to him. I'm tired of not being able to save my money and buy things because I'm feeding him, etc. That's rough. I just started a great career, and we have already said something about getting an apartment because currently staying in hotels is expensive. Should I go half on the apartment and move in with the sugar daddy / mama and have my own place? I am lost. On the side of, should I jump ship? Let me know how you will go about it your way.
I think she's saying, should she be the sugar mama?
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. Let me add, he's a district manager of Arby's and has no kids.
That's the boy that ate the box and she ain't give him none.
This is a stupid question.
You already know what you say. Bendable sneaks.
I've been telling these bitches to fuck with niggas with no slips on. Y'all don't fucking listen. I've been telling y'all, if you could bend that nigga sneak in half, he will give you half that paycheck. But what do y'all want? Y'all want the big sneak little G nigga. Amari G boy, suction boy. That's what you want. You want the nigga with the cube and he takes you to the buffet. He takes you to the buffet, y'all weigh y'all platters.
Big sneak, little jeans.
No slip. Yeah. They want them. They all hot up. He stank a little bit. You want them? I've been told y'all about them. This is a dumb question. Do you want to take care of a nigga or do you want to be taken care of? Period.
But the niggas you taking care of too, probably. He probably be at the bottom of that. You feel me?
He wearing her ass out, the one nigga. Because
he know where the back door at.
Yeah, because the Arby's nigga ain't getting no pussy. He ain't pussy.
So she don't know what he capable of.
Like that nigga
yet.
Like that. Like,
yeah.
You got to think about the type of nigga. Like, fuck that getting taken care of. That bitch about to be miserable in that bitch. He got the Arby's check. I don't think the Arby's check going to be enough for you to stay with a nigga you don't like. The district manager still. I don't think it's going to be enough to stay with a nigga you don't like.
No, quiet. Let me tell you.
I mean, if the nigga owned Arby's, he might not be enough to stay with a nigga you don't like. You need a millionaire or something to stay with a nigga you don't like.
No, that's what I'm going to tell you. If he district, he's six. Cause you got
no, he's definitely six. No, I'm saying I don't even think six is enough to stay with a nigga you don't like.
But no,
because it sounds like she got bread. It sounds like she not.
She don't got more money than him.
No, she definitely don't got more money than him. I'm saying the nigga that you don't even give no pussy to,
don't need to be the nigga with the six. Don't need to.
Oh,
the,
yeah,
the nigga that you get to push to her once in a while that got six that you don't like that much? Yeah, maybe. Not the nigga that you let eat and leave. You don't even like him enough to.
Oh, nah. That's what I'm saying. I understand that. But what I'm.
I wasn't saying he broke. I was saying you probably need a billionaire to
no, I know, but, like. But this the whole thing, though. We know she don't like him, but she not even saying that. She's just saying, what should I do? She not saying I don't like him. Like,
so you feel whatever it is she's giving us, go with the.
You got to go with the district manager? That's not, he above the general manager.
Yeah, I was telling you the context clue. You let a nigga eat it and leave. I don't even
a
know.
A district manager.
I don't know if that 350 a year going.
Nigga, you know how big a district is?
Yeah, district is a lot. District is this whole region, right?
Yeah.
I know.
How long have we been filming, fellas?
Hour and 3 minutes.
The podcast is going on a tour in a city near you. Make sure you pull up. New Brunswick, New Jersey, Detroit, Michigan, Brooklyn, New York, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Maryland, Charlotte, North Carolina, Miami, Florida, and Atlanta, Georgia. You don't have a lot of opportunity to get tickets. It's going to be the best show of the year. Next to Gag City.
Next to Gag City.
It's going
to
be better than Gag City.
Be there and be square. And check, these boys had their own podcast. Check them out. They haven't invited me to come on yet. Isn't that funny?
I was calling you all week. Don't do that.
Shout out to the barbs that whooped the boy ass at Gag City that was smacking bitches too.
Shout out to the boy that got locked up and he was singing a song at Gag City. I want to go to Gag City now. I wonder where Pink can go. All right, thanks for coming.
I take you to Gag City.
Subscribe to the podcast. One price.
Yo, no.
$6.90. Oh, that went over my head.
That's what I was saying to you. He is crazy.
He was supposed to be sucking his dick.
I don't know who he talking to. It was
an AB.
Yeah.
He put the partition up, Danny.
Yeah.
Driver, put up the partition, please. I don't want to see me on my knees. What do y'all think about Beyonce's country album, real quick?
I hear it.
Tom said it was fire.
I mean, it's Beyonce.
Do y'all know how upset them crackers is? Blah, blah, crackers. Bleep that out. Y'all know how upset them crackers is for doing that.
They hating on her.
They are so upset. It's no.
They said she was the Lily Jones was hating on her.
No,
was like,
but all of them are.
It was an odd time.
Yeah. I mean, all of them. You can find any random white TikToker like, talking about this album.
Bitch. I respect
right, stop playing
the
with
one bitch shit. It doesn't it feel a little hip hoppy?
I respect it. You know why? You know
that, why? Was that hard R, bitch?
I respect it off of the strength of. Beyonce is ours. She not theirs. We think she ours. She not. So you gotta think it'll be a white motherfucker that'll come over here. We'll be on their ass the same way. Like, why is this nigga making?
I was about to say the opposite. I was about to say I don't respect
it. We not letting no white.
But they're different. But you know what the difference is?
Carlos song right now say you don't got no whips and chains. You can't tell me.
But you know what the difference is? We created both.
Yeah, I know.
Let's leave on that note. How can you be mad at us taking back something that we made in the beginning, white boy?
You know what? Some shit you make,
nigga. Y'all niggas.
What the fuck did y'all make? Poker?
Y'all let Macklemore beat out Kendrick Lamar. I don't want to hear nothing. Beyonce can do
shit. Claim poker! River dance and shit like that. Country, rap, rock, all that shit. We did all that.
Oh, yeah, Beyonce can do whatever she want, but I ain't mad that they
mad. Saying they can't come over here. They come over here and eat all the time.
We made it!
Unscathed.
Y'all need to shut up with that because we made it.
We did, but I'm not about to defend her name against white people. She already like what?
It's Beyonce.
I'm not listening to like as I'm saying, I'm not listening to the criticism of a white person about Beyonce.
I'm not listening to a white person criticized about nothing. I don't want a white boy to say he upset milk. About the weather. Shut your white ass up and eat that privilege for breakfast, nigga. You know what I used to do before I was informed? I would go up to white homeless people and they would ask me for money and I would say, what a waste of white. But I don't do that anymore. But I used to do that as a kid.
I think that, but I still, you mean hold them down.
Exactly. Because it's unhoused people deserve help. Unhoused people deserve help. You feel me?
That's a fact.
All that race shit go out the window. You feel me? But I used to be like, bro.
Motherfuckers is really hungry. Like,
clean up and go to a job fair. You in there.
Like this,
you feel me? Like watch up.
Like this how I would go. When
that's the basis of it. But I don't think that way anymore.
When I'm pulling up, this how I would go.
Everywhere.
That's the old me.
I would look at him like, damn, look at this. Like, damn, bro, how you wasting the white skin? What's up, big dog? Give him a dollar. Spin off. damn, he fucked up. Like, that's how you do it. You don't not give it to him. You just, you feel me? You had that conversation with yourself.
Yeah, but I used to do mean things to them. I would like to publicly apologize to any white unhoused people. I don't have a problem with white people.
Me too. I was that guy.
I don't care for a lot of them, but I don't hate white people. You feel me?
My mom did.
To be determined.
It's a lot of, like, you know, I got a lot of feelings about them. Like trauma, you know? Mm-hmm. Like white people always try to tell you what to do, where to park, how to say something, be quiet while like you smoking in here.
I talked to you when you was a kid, and you was like, why are you talking to me like that? I'm a kid.
No, literally, like what the white boy the other day, like, oh, I don't see your handicap placard. I turned around like, fuck you, pussy. But I wouldn't respond to anybody like that.
Or this face, the...
Yeah, like...
I already called the cops?
No. And because the thing about it is
traumatic.
McQuaddy, because you know what a white person says to you, you will be getting into a back and forth with a white person, right? And they will randomly drop or call the police. Police don't have nothing to do with the situation. That's a white person that said, I'll get you killed. Y'all know that's what he said. I'll get you burned.
It don't even be a police situation.
Like, right. It don't be nothing about
like police.
Nothing
to call police. Like,
and I always envy the black people that be like, call a bitch. Because that always get me. They say, I'll call police. I'm like, all right, nigga. And I walk off.
Yeah.
That's usually where they went at. Because I don't want that interaction.
Shit, actually, in a literal sense, the problem be that a nigga be outside sometimes. That's where like Karen shit come from. Like a nigga's outside and they call the police on him for simply being there.
Yeah.
Like literally. Like yeah. Simply. Like, so, like existing.
Or delivering a package.
Like, existing.
Or eating like, lunch or fishing at a pond.
Like, nigga just chilling. Like nothing. No conflict. Nothing.
BBW. Being black while feeling it.
That's what they don't even understand. It'd be hard when they be like, get past it. It'd be hard. It'd be like, nigga, it'd be going on right now. Because
they're actively still like, on going bullshit. On right now. Oh,
like,
bullshit.
Like, get past it. Be like, what? It's not the past.
It's yeah,
like,
it's now.
It's a thing.
It's now. Yup. Let's leave on that note.
We created it.
Stay black. Country's ours. Fuckers. Let it go.
They be all right.
Let it go. Country's really ours. Shout out to the, what's the nigga used to fuck 13-year-old white girls?
Lil Nas X?
No.
The
he fucked.
I was about to say
19-year-old white boys. I'm talking about the country guy that created the duck walk.
Chuck Berry.
He loved some young white pussy, didn't he? He went to jail with white pussy. Dedication. All right.
I ain't saying that with a smile.